Today I was reading John 14, and this whole chapter in the Bible really spoke to me, especially now with the whole coronavirus pandemic. John 14:1 says, "Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust also in me." You see, the fear of this whole situation is altering everyone's lives. The closures of schools, churches, stores, pretty much everything that we were so used to has changed so drastically. Isaiah 41:10 in the Bible says, "Do not be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand." God wants to encourage all of his followers to fear not. He mentions it 365 times in his word in the Bible, one for each day of the year. In other words, God is saying, don't be afraid. Why? Why does he tell us that 365 times in his word? You see, because fear is a tool the devil, our enemy, will use to try to destroy you emotionally and spiritually. Satan wants to torment you with fear, anxiety, and worry so that you are paralyzed emotionally, spiritually, and oftentimes physically. God doesn't want that for you. He wants you to have peace of mind where you are free. Free to worship, free to pray, free to just be released from all of this torment. You see, now the whole world is trying to get used to this whole social distancing. It's a new term we are all trying to get used to. We are told to distance ourselves from each other because of the spread of this horrible virus, and this is a smart thing to do right now. But you see, we don't need to distance ourselves from Jesus. Now more than, so much more than ever before, our Lord wants us to draw closer to him, as it says in John 15. We don't need to be afraid, or God, our God is with us. He is near to us than we can ever imagine or think. He is there to help you, to hold your hand, and to comfort you during these hard and trying times. The more you read God's word, pray, worship, and trust him, the fear that has overshadowed or overwhelmed you now begins to disappear from your mind and your heart, and God replaces it and gives you a special gift. John 14 speaks of this gift. It's in verse 27. It says, "I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart, and the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid." And I love to read God's word, personalizing it. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you, as I read it again, is to replace and put your name in there. I am leaving you, whatever your name is, with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid, and put your name in there. If you are feeling this way right now, let us bow our hearts in our minds and just come before God in prayer right now, asking him to help you to overcome this. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray today for the person hearing this message who may be living in fear, anxiety, and worry. Perhaps it's over this whole coronavirus, or possibly through other trials they are experiencing right now in their life. Now together in prayer, asking you, Jesus, to release them from this torment and give them this special gift that you speak about in John 14:27, peace of mind and heart. All they have to do is to receive this gift from you today, is to open up their heart and ask you for it. May their hearts be receptive to you and all of the gifts that you have mentioned in your word, especially the gift of salvation. All they have to do is to invite you to come and live in their life and in their hearts and make you their Lord and Savior. You made it that simple for us to have a personal relationship with you, Lord. We want to thank you for that. We love you, Jesus, and it's in your precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. If you have invited Jesus Christ to live in your heart today, we just want to say welcome to the family of God. We celebrate this special time with you today. Thank you for tuning in as you listen to Nuggets of Pearls from God's Word. Until next time, have a wonderful and blessed day.